Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving out morning and evening, the last few ahadith we did were to do with the niyat of a person and the power that Allah Ta'ala has kept in the niyat of a person, that sometimes a person is held back, he can't do a certain action, but because he got the niyat in his heart that, oh Allah, if I had that opportunity, if I had that health, if I had that wealth, if I had that ability to do a certain good action, I would have done it, Allah Ta'ala will reward him as though he did that action. This is the kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we do a hadith that also speaks about niyat, but from a different angle. In other words, the person is doing an action, but the niyat is the wrong niyat. What happens in a case like that? The action is done, the effort is taken, the time is put in, the money may be spent, but the niyat is wrong. What happens in a situation like that? And here the hadith is speaking specifically with regards to jihad, but the principle applies throughout. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه أن أعرابيا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله الرجل يقاتل للمغنم والرجل يقاتل ليذكر والرجل يقاتل ليرى مكانه وفي رواية يقاتل شجاعة ويقاتل حمية وفي رواية يقاتل غضبا فمن في سبيل الله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله العليا فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that a Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Sahaba would get very happy when a Bedouin would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason being was when a Bedouin would come, a villager would come, then the questions he would ask, generally even Sahaba would find a little bit shy to ask. They were not so open out of the respect that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when a Bedouin came, a villager, he was a simple person, whatever one is in mind in his heart, he would ask it openly. So here a villager came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person fights to gain booty. So he's creating a few scenarios. The first scenario, he's asking in his question, the villager is asking, that a person fights to gain booty. Second scenario, another fights for fame. Third scenario, another fight so that his rank may be known. So he created three scenarios as far as this narration is concerned. One is a person is fighting for booty, another is a person fights for fame, and another is a person fights so that his rank may be known. In another narration, it has it that he fights, scenarios are changed slightly. Person fights for bravery, another fights to protect his family's honor. And in another narration, a third narration, it has it that he fights in anger. So these were like the scenarios that were put in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now the question was put. So first the scenarios were put, and then the question was put to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which one of them is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which one of all these scenarios are actually in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a very beautiful answer. He didn't say this person in this scenario, that person, or he didn't say all of them are not. He could have said that all of them are not in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a usuli jawab. Usuli jawab means he gave a principled answer. A principled answer covers everything. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the one who fights so that the word of Allah Ta'ala may reign supreme is the one who is in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In other words, his niyat and his maqsad is Allah Ta'ala's deen must come up. Allah Ta'ala's laws, Allah Ta'ala's ahkam, Allah Ta'ala's power may reign supreme. Power here in the sense of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That must be established. This person is fighting for that. That person is in the path of Allah ta'ala. Not all those people that are fighting as far as anger is concerned. A person is fighting whose niyat is only to get some worldly gain, or the person is fighting to get some fame. These are not out in the path of Allah ta'ala. That man who's got the niyat, the laws of Allah ta'ala must reign supreme. The deen of Allah ta'ala must prevail. That person is out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we learn one important principle. We'll continue inshallah. There are other ahadith that give more explanation as far as the rewards are concerned of a person that's fighting with different intentions or getting more from the dunya and some getting less. That's a different issue. We'll come to that tomorrow inshallah. But for today's lesson is that the person's niyat is correct. The person's niyat is right. Allah Ta'ala will reward him. And if his niyat is not right, he may take that trouble and fight, and he may even give his life, or he may give a limb, and he may give so much of his health and wealth, but it's all in vain. Why? Because the niyat was not right. So therefore, this niyat is something that we have to check all the time. There was an incident one person mentioned to me, of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh. He said once Hazrat had told him after the salah, that there's a certain gathering that's taking place, like an ijtima that's taking place somewhere, that he wants to go for that ijtima. So let's we go. We'll go home, few minutes I'll prepare and then we'll go. So he said, no problem. He went and left Hazrat Maulana at his house, thinking that he needs to fetch him in about 15 minutes to go for that ijtima. He said, Hazrat phoned him and told him that we won't go. He found it a bit strange, but he didn't ask any questions. He says, after about 5 or 10 minutes, Hazrat phoned him again and told him, now we'll go. So he found it again strange. At first he told me we'll go, then he said we won't go, now he says we'll go. So anyway, he said he went and picked up Hazrat Maulana. So Hazrat Maulana told him, you see, when I told you we'll go in the masjid, I had a niyat that we'll go. When I came home, I checked my niyat. That what is your niyat for going? Is your niyat right or is your niyat not so right? And I checked that my niyat wasn't so right, that's why immediately I picked up the phone and I told you we won't go. Then again I checked my niyat. I said, now my niyat is right, I phone you right, let's we go now. So now these pious people, they check their niyat all the time. That I'm doing a good action, but what is the niyat of me doing this action? Is my niyat correct? And niyat is not correct, and immediately they'll stop themselves. It doesn't mean that the person mustn't do good actions if his niyat is not correct, but the point that is made is all the time you must try and correct this niyat, because it's something that can affect the whole action, either the niyat being correct or the niyat being incorrect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.